He nodded and leaned forward with his elbows on his knees, his hands clasped between them. She remembered him sitting just this way as a child, struggling to hide his sadness. He clenched his fists, then released them. She took her son's hand in hers. His fingertips were calloused from years of playing. They sat for a long while, listening to the wind rustling through the leaves.
"It's okay to be upset," she said at last. "He was your father."
Paul nodded, but his face was still closed like a fist. When he finally spoke, his voice was on the edge of breaking.
"I never thought he'd die. I never thought I'd care. It's not like we ever really talked."
"I know."
And she did. After the call from Bree, Nora had walked down the leaf-canopied street, weeping freely, angry with David for leaving before she'd had a chance to settle things with him once and for all.
But before, at least talking was always an option.
"Yes, I kept waiting for him to make the first move."
"I think he was waiting for the same thing."
"He was my father," Paul said. "He was supposed to know what to do."
"He loved you," she said. "Don't ever think he didn't."
Paul gave a short, bitter laugh.
"No, that sounds pretty, but it's just not true. I'd go over to his house and I'd try. I'd hang out and talk with Dad about this and that. But we never went any further. I could never get anything right for him. He'd have been happier with another son altogether."
His voice was still calm, but tears had gathered in the corners of his eyes and were slipping down his cheeks.
"Honey," she said, "he loved you. He did. He thought you were the most amazing son."
Paul pushed the tears roughly off his cheeks. Nora felt her own grief and sadness gather in her throat, and it was a moment before she could speak.
"Your father," she said at last, "had a very hard time revealing himself to anyone. I don't know why. He grew up poor, and he was always ashamed of that. I wish he could have seen how many people came to the funeral, Pa. Hundreds. It was all the clinic work he did. I have the guest book. You can see for yourself. A lot of people loved him."
"Did Rosemary come?"
he asked, turning to face her.
"Rosemary? Yes."
Nora paused, letting the warm breeze move lightly over her face. She'd glimpsed Rosemary when the service ended, sitting in the last pew in a simple gray dress. Her hair was still long, but she looked older, more settled. David had always insisted there had never been anything between them. In her heart, Nora knew this was true.
"They weren't in love," Nora said. "Your father and Rosemary, it wasn't what you think."
"I know."
He sat up straighter.
"I know. Rosemary told me. I believed her."
"She did? When?"
"When Dad brought her home, that first day."
He looked uncomfortable, but he went on.
"I'd see her at his place sometimes, when I stopped in to visit Dad. Sometimes we'd all have dinner together. Sometimes Dad wasn't home, so I'd hang out for a while with Rosemary and Jack. I could tell there wasn't anything between them. Sometimes she'd have a boyfriend there. I don't know. It was a little weird, I guess, but I got used to it. She was okay, Rosemary. She wasn't the reason I could never really talk to him."